This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The son of late Philippines dictator Ferdinand Marcos won a landslide presidential election victory Tuesday as Filipino voters dismissed warnings his rise could put their fragile democracy at risk. With more than 90% of an initial count concluded, Ferdinand Bongbong Marcos Jr. had secured almost 30 million votes, more than double the tally of his nearest rival, Liberal candidate Lenny Robredo. It's a turnaround for the fortunes of the Marcos clan, who have gone from the presidential palace to pariahs and back again in the space of half a century. In 1986, Marcos Sr. and infamous First Lady Imelda Marcos were chased into exile by the People Power Revolution. Marcos Jr.'s campaign was marked by social media disinformation about his family's brutal and corrupt regime, as well as an embrace of current authoritarian President Rodrigo Duterte, who retains widespread popular support. Rights activists, Catholic leaders, and political analysts had all warned Marcos Jr. could rule with an even heavier fist if he had wins by a large margin. Vladimir Putin called on Russians to battle in a defiant Victory Day speech on Monday, but was silent about plans for any escalation in Ukraine. Inside Ukraine, there was no let-up in fighting, with Kiev describing a stepped-up Russian offensive in the east and a renewed push to defeat the last Ukrainian troops holding out in a steelworks in ruined Mariupol. Monday's annual parade in Moscow was the most closely watched since the 1945 defeat of the Nazis that it celebrates. Western capitals had speculated for weeks that Putin was driving his forces enough to achieve progress by the symbolic date to declare victory. In the end, he did not. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday signed a bill that will streamline the bureaucratic process for providing U.S. military aid and other resources to Ukraine. More from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
With several lawmakers looking on, the Ukraine Democracy Defense Lend-Lease Act was signed by President Biden in the Oval Office.
I want to thank members of Congress here for getting this passed and everyone who supported the bill. And the bill demonstrates the support for Ukraine is pivotal at this moment.
The legislation, which was supported by nearly every member of the U.S. Congress, will allow Ukraine to ask for weapons and equipment it needs from the United States and other countries, with Washington guaranteeing all such shipments will be replaced or reimbursed. It is modeled on a World War II scheme under which the United States supported allied nations. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Millions of low-income Americans could be eligible for free high-speed internet service, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
This is a case where big business stepped up.
At a White House event, President Biden says 20 internet companies have agreed to provide discounted service to low-income households. That comes on top of a $30 per month government subsidy contained in the infrastructure package Congress passed last year.
In the past, 30 bucks a month meant you had to settle for a slow internet service unless you wanted to pay a heck of a lot more to out of pocket.
The administration says as many as 48 million households will be eligible for effectively free high-speed internet. And in today's world, from school, work to medical care, the president says,
high-speed internet is not a luxury any longer. It's a necessity.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
A former Haitian senator is facing charges in the United States related to last year's assassination of former Haitian President Jovenel Moïse, authorities said. John Joel Joseph made his initial appearance Monday in Miami federal court, according to records. The Haitian citizen was extradited from Jamaica to the U.S. on Friday to face charges of conspiring to commit murder or kidnapping outside the United States and providing material support resulting in death. Recapping our top story, the son of late Philippines dictator Ferdinand Marcos won a landslide presidential election victory Tuesday as Filipino voters dismissed warnings his rise could put their fragile democracy at risk. With more than 90% of an initial count concluded, Ferdinand Bongbong Marcos Jr. had secured almost 30 million votes, more than double the tally of his nearest rival, Liberal candidate Lenny Robredo. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.